This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. The governor has asked for federal support after two big wildfires burned this summer in western Colorado. CPR's Corey Jones reports.
Jared Polis is hoping for a major disaster declaration from President Trump that would unlock FEMA funding to help with recovery efforts for the Elk and Lee fires in Rio Blanco County. Together, they burned more than 150,000 acres. Most of the significant damage was to utility infrastructure. Based on preliminary estimates of that damage, the state hopes to get tens of millions of federal dollars. Officials also hope to get approval for Small Business Administration loans and support from the Department of Agriculture to help with recovery. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Colorado researchers think subtle changes in people's driving behavior could be early signs of Alzheimer's disease or other forms of dementia. Dr. Neha Loda is director of Colorado State University's Movement Neuroscience and Rehabilitation Lab. She recently published a study where people were asked to perform tasks in a driving simulator. They found that people with cognitive impairments were more likely to struggle to get from point A to point B using a map.
You know, they might take two rounds in that roundabout or go back and forth on the same road to finally realize, oh, this was the landmark I was looking for.
Loha says being able to detect Alzheimer's early gives people more treatment options. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. For more news, head over to cpr.org. Thank you for listening. Have a great Sunday.